Ramble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What's up with that? You know, there's always that one friend that is like, oh, SNL is so bad these days. It used to be so good. And I'm that one friend that's like, come on, guys, cut them a break. They're trying the best they can.
I agree.
And some sketches are always good. Some sketches are always bad. It might not be the ones you remember. But did you see last Saturday? Because there was that one sketch that I thought was pretty good.
Drew Gooden did a video about that, actually, where he was like, I watched like one episode from every single season of SNL, and his conclusion was just like, no, it's always been the same. Like, some of them are good, some of them are bad. They do it every fucking week. It's
sometimes
like,
it's just 1 a.m. and you gotta get something to fill 5 minutes.
You know what we talked about recently is that, one, if SNL started today, there's no way that it would succeed. It's a variety sketch show with two musical acts in the middle.
Yeah.
It only exists because of its legacy and then the clout of celebrity, which is just like a crazy, it's like, what a crazy institution. But then,
I mean,
also,
if they got the celebrities, maybe it might have a chance, you know, a cold show, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. But then a crazy realization that we had when we were over with our buddies, like, if you are a sketch comedian today, there are very limited jobs and really your options are SNL and Smosh. That's it.
No, that's a good point.
Wow. Well, yeah, you're right. Huh?
What else is it? There's no other sketch. So, like, you know what? Shout out to our buddies at Smosh. Way to keep the Skechers employed.
Yeah. Shout out to our buddies at SNL. You also are doing great.
How y'all doing? Hope you're
way,
still well.
Those guys on the new Lonely Island. The guys who
Don't Destroy are incredible.
They're so fucking cool, and like, they just made Twitter sketches, and they were just really good.
They
and
are
that's how they
infuriatingly amazing,
really
and
funny.
It's just like they burst. I have nothing but good things to say about them. I'm so impressed with
the editing leaps off the screen. Here's something cool about SNL.
Here we go.
A guy that I was in a Chicago sketch group with, like, this was like, these were my people. Like, it was a 4-person group. We did a bunch of shows. We performed together for like years and years and years. He just got to be a writer on SNL.
It just sounds like rain.
when you
hit it like that, it really registers.
It's loud and
pouring.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really.
You know what I'm
cool.
thrilled about is that we are at the age, or at least I am. We're all at the same age. I feel a transition in my life where I no longer have the nagging jealousy over my friend's success, and we're at the point where a lot of our friends have found really cool success, and I want to give some shouts. Like, our good buddy Quinta Brunson just had her show Abbott Elementary premiere on ABC, and like, I'm so many of our friends are writing on that show. Justin Tan, Kate Peterman.
Oh, that's rad. I didn't know that.
Garrett Werner, like, they are in this writer's room. They wrote episode, like, and I'm just fucking thrilled for all of them. And then I realized I have so many friends who are writing on TV. People I started with, I know writers on Ted Lasso. I know writers on Dave. Like, and I'm like, holy shit, all my favorite content in the world is being made by my favorite people, the people I grew up with, and like, it just all of a sudden, and I'm just so happy.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's cool.
It's super cool to see.
It's so cool. Yeah. Like, way to go, our friends. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the people, like the writers I know on Ted Lasso, I was at this, I worked on this shitty UCB show where obviously none of us got paid, and it was just like universally miserable for all of us. We all hated it. We hated the content that we were making, but I was like, these people are talented. And now two of them are in Ted Lasso.
That's really rad.
Yeah.
I miss the comedy community because of the pandemic. I feel like I haven't been out to live shows and stuff.
Right. I mean, that's kind of where, you know, the shows are one thing, but it's the community, especially if you're like just getting started in a city or a new community, like get involved in theaters and start to meet people. Cause you're right. Like 10 years later, those people that were like in your UCB 101 class, some of them are going to be writing on a popular TV show.
Yeah. Tons of people from like my UCB classes are like really viral on TikTok. And like that's their, they have huge followers of TikToks and stuff.
I have said, I've said before that TikTok has finally, I think, given so many Chicago comedians a platform.
Yeah.
Well, because there's nothing there. There's not like you can go to these amazing training centers, you can do amazing live shows, but
for money,
no one's gonna see you, and you're not gonna make any money. There aren't any commercials really made there. There aren't any movies or TV shows shot there. So it's like really only a place to go learn to be funny and craft it, and then leave.
It always
and now maybe they'll be able to stay.
Whenever I would visit Chicago in college, we'd like take workshops and stuff. I always felt like it was the artisanal place.
The artistic mecca.
This
for,
is the place.
I'd be like, I was in a show and five people were there, but it was the best show I ever fucking saw.
That's the addendum to what we said earlier. If you want to be in sketch, it's SNL, Smosh, and TikTok.
Some theater in Chicago. Some bar in Chicago.
Yeah.
Six spots, Second City.
Not many.
Maybe you get on a Turco.
That's true.
Or a boat.
A boat.
People, that was always the term is like one of the best places to make money is to get on a
cruise ship.
Sorry,
it's called a ship.
Yeah, but they always heard them call it on a boat.
They always correct us in auditions. Ship. It's ship. If you called it a boat in your audition, you're immediately cut.
Cruise boat.
Now tell me, if I imagine financially, you want to be a cruise ship stand-up because then you're getting all the money, whereas a cruise ship troupe, you're splitting it. Is that so?
I mean, you're probably right. I think
probably, but
I think the money's not.
Yeah,
it's not great. Not regardless. Great.
But the point is, you're for the first time. Sometimes, for many people, you're doing like comedy full time.
Yeah.
Right. You're also drinking full time,
and you don't have any rent.
And fucking probably.
Probably.
Oh my God. You
people
know they
definitely are.
Definitely
fucking on boats.
You know they are.
Yeah.
If the boats are rocking, the
whole cruise ship. If you can make that cruise ship rock, you deserve everything. That big ass boat. Yeah. Ain't gonna rock it with just some normal coitus.
Super coitus.
It gotta be.
I've seen YouTube comments lately whenever you say something like that it's like, oh, that's going in a compilation. All right, we gotta flag that. Yes. You ain't gonna rock it with normal coitus. That's going in a compilation.
Coitus is a really great word for sex. That's a really good one. We should bring it back.
It was in the alcohol video of me
looking at your butt.
Like bend over, look back in front of you, and you would say, I have a good view.
I have a good view.
That's making it into a compilation.
That'll make it a compilation. Love the compilation channel. Make sure you're subscribed to Second Try on YouTube. It's got all sorts of funny
Our secret
funny stuff.
Second channel, which maybe you'll discover.
It is thrilling also to have content that like we patronage, right? Like we pay for it, but we have no idea and no control over what's on it.
Yeah.
So we're genuinely titillated when a new video drops. We're like, oh, look what Maddie did this week. That one's fun. That's a funny idea.
We got Jake's behind the scenes without a recipe. We did a little behind the scenes.
That was cool.
Documentary there.
The good one.
Like, I think that really, if you want to know really what it's like, it really highlights a lot of our amazing people who are making these things happen. I think it shows truly how much work they're doing on these shows. And I like to see it.
To see it. We love to see it.
I like to see it.
Well, Zach, you just got back from
Mexico, right? See, now I'm ready. You know I'm ready for Mexico.
You guys ready for a world famous corn ditty tale?
Wow. You've heard Shark Shirt.
I'd say this is more in line with Locked Out at Midnight. It won't be as long.
That was a good one.
You have a history of giving saga-esque tales.
No,
that was probably my favorite.
When I tell stories, they're either stupid or sagas. And this week, I got a saga.
Wow.
This is the story of how I almost got arrested in Mexico.
Really not a place you want to get arrested. Yeah. Not that you ever want to get arrested.
Definitely not.
So I've been going to Puerto Vallarta for the last couple of years. It's become a favorite of my family. It also, this time of year, I'm a nakey bone guy. I got my AS
I heard nakey bone.
Are you just naked? Because you're going to blame it on an AS? You're allowed to be naked when you
I
have
gotta
that?
Take my clothes off, guys.
Officer, I have to be naked. Like, my bones are nakey bones in Mexico.
He's just got a boner walking around outside.
You should be arrested for that.
I'm making bones. And he's like, excuse me, sir.
Just
like,
gently what? Undulating on a trampoline with his naked boner.
Good use of undulating.
That's a good YouTube video.
I love it. So yeah, I mean, okay. I go down your to Mexico for as long as possible. Because yeah, this time of year, even though you're like, you're in LA, it doesn't get that cold. No, like the change in temperature here, it is rough.
It's all
me.
Over the place.
You guys know like when old men are like, it's going to rain tomorrow. I feel that. I felt that since middle school. So anyway, I really try and spend as much time in the winter down there as possible just to feel alive. So it's become a very special place for me, for my family, for Maggie. We've gotten to spend a lot of time down there. But Maggie's family has never gone, and we're thinking about getting married down there.
Honey.
So, get to know the police.
Yeah. So
did you say uh-huh, honey?
Yeah.
I thought that was a sound bite. I looked at the door. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, cool. We'll clip it out. Use it later.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is going so good so far, guys. Keep this up. So, that was genuine. This is how stories should be told. It's a group activity. Mm. But Maggie's family, they haven't taken the two of them a vacation together in, I think, 20 years, close to it. All of her vacation time has been going to Peru to see her grandmother, to see Magali's mom, Maggie's mom's mom, Maggie's grandma.
Hold on. Maggie's mom is named Magali?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fun.
That means her name was Maggie on purpose.
And very confusing for people when they meet them.
Mm-hmm. Maggie and Magali.
Magali.
Yeah. Magali. It was really important to us. We're like, you know what? Let's take your family on a vacation. Let's show them this place that we love that means so much to us. So I told you guys a couple weeks ago, like, we did 10 days of our families together, which was insane. I can't believe that we did that, but it worked. And it was like, we're going to show them the time of their life. We're going to do all the tourist greatest hits. But there's this one island. It's actually not an island. It's called Las Caletas. It's along the coast. So when you go up north of Puerto Vallarta, there's one point where like, you have to get there by boat. There's no other way to get there. And it's this beautiful island. Elizabeth Taylor famously had an affair there, which actually is part of what put Puerto Vallarta on the map.
That's some special coitus right there.
It's like Las Caletas is just this obscenely beautiful place that Vallarta Adventures has the exclusive contract for, so you have to pay them too much money to go, and you have this beautiful day. Normally, we go down to Nueva Vallarta, you go to this like through this like little jungle entrance, feels like a rainforest cafe. You get your little croissant at 7 in the morning, and then you get on a boat and go. It's this big, big fucking boat. You see whales as you go.
Whoa.
But this. Like there's so many whales.
What a day.
It's this great thing.
Seattle could never.
But this time, the Nueva Vallarta was all booked up, so we had to go to Puerto Vallarta port. And I'm like, all right, fine, cool. So we get there, and it's like this big building with a lot of different stuff. And I'm like, this is an interesting, weird building. And like, we have to get a port ticket. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So you got to get a ticket to go into the terminal?
You have to get like a port ticket for just to enter this building. And I'm like, what is that?
The building itself is a tourist location?
No, it had a fee. And I didn't understand what it was. And it'll make sense in a minute. We're getting on the boat. We're on this line. And they're like, you know, calling us through. And it's like a TSA checkpoint.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, what? Uh-oh. What is this? And so I put my backpack on the conveyor belt.
Oh, no.
And my backpack, guys, every time I go through, something gets flagged. Like, either like there's like a little bit of water at the bottom of my bottle, or like just like some, they're like, what is this shape? And I'm like, it's a fucking gum wrapper. Like, just
a dildo.
Yeah. I'm the guy that always gets pinged. So I'm just used to it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And Maggie's mom, she, in classic South American fashion, she thinks that she can talk her way out of anything. So I get pinged and she immediately goes, oh, what do you have in your bag, Zach? And comes on over and is like immediately trying to talk. And they're like, sir, do you have an e-cigarette in here? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm racking my brain because I grabbed the bigger backpack at 7 in the morning when we left, right? Because I had my travel backpack and bigger. And I'm like, oh. Now, let's back it up. I'm an achy bone guy.
Yeah.
I live with chronic pain.
I know where this is going.
Got all sorts of gadgets and things that make my chronic pain not feel bad.
Like crystal meth.
In every pocket. In every pocket, I just have things, you know, just like everywhere. And I didn't even know. So he takes out this pen, and it is a CBD pen. And it is green, and it has the little California marijuana leaf on
it. CBD?
It's all CBD?
100% CBD.
Really? It was CBD and THCN, I think, which is like a non-psychoactive, pain-killing whatever.
That might be the almost right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, maybe there was like a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But on a boat.
Cali.
But I see this pen, and I immediately go, oh no. So I know what's happening. And Magali, meanwhile, is like full on talking to security. And so I just turn and I'm like, guys, go get your seat because I'm going to be here for a second. And then she keeps trying to talk. And I like get very sure. I'm like, Magali, leave. Because I'm like, I don't want to ruin this fucking
thing. Put on your Optimus Prime voice.
Yeah. Well, and
Magali, roll out.
Keep in mind the context here. I've traveled to Mexico with Maggie's family for the first time, right? Like gone on vacation. And now I'm getting caught by security with a weed pen. So I'm fucking mortified. I'm like, guys, get out of here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Get out of here.
Is weed legal in Mexico?
So weed, luckily, was decriminalized this year.
Oh.
In the past, I would have been brought straight to prison.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Straight to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. But what I did not realize is that this tour, for whatever reason, was taking off from a military port.
Ooh.
So I have now tried to smuggle an e-cigarette, which for whatever reason is like on the same level as a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because vapor, I believe it's like certain like weed flower is like sort of decriminalized, but there's iffy stuff about vapor and like concentrates, etc.
Interesting.
And edibles, like edibles are sort of in a different category. Mexico is interesting. It's decriminalized, but not legal.
I was going to say, you could stab somebody with a weed pen.
Yeah.
So I have tried to now smuggle a forbidden object through a military port.
Hilarious.
Right? Which is just like the biggest no-no that you can do. The guy later told me, he's like, hey, you can smuggle this through TSA, like through the airport, 100 times before you get caught. This matters more. This is like exponentially more strict. This is the only place you don't try and pull shit. I'm like, I didn't fucking know I was going to the military. Yeah. I'm going on a tour to do an overpriced tourist bullshit. But so then now the guy comes to me and says, so he's like, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you can take it. I didn't mean to have this with me. And he goes, okay, that's fine. You're not allowed to get on the boat. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, well, no, you've tried to smuggle this. You are now forbidden from entry.
Oh God.
You are now banned. And I'm like, wait, you're banned. I'm not allowed. He's like, you can try again tomorrow. But so now Maggie's family's on this boat and they're texting me like, what's going on? And I'm like, leave me, go. So the guy draws me a map and he says, there's another way.
What? That's cool.
What?
You're about to be Dora the Explorer.
What?
You're trying to get to a weird place in Mexico. This is beautiful.
There's another way to get to this island. So you have to drive up. I forget the name of the city. Fuck, I'll die. But it's the last point of land before. He's like, if you move now, you can meet You'll the boat.
Whoa.
And get there in time. So I immediately go outside. I hail a cab. The guy says, I'm not going there. I call an Uber. It's even cheaper. Whoa. I drive 45 minutes. And during this time, I'm like, how mad is Maggie really? Is she like throwing her ring off the fucking boat? Is her family freaking out? Like, they don't really know what's good. I should add that for whatever reason, Maggie's phone did not work in Mexico. So I'm communicating with her through her sister's phone.
Oh.
So I'm like getting these like, it's fine. Hope you're okay. And I'm like, oh God, how mad is she? Luckily, she wasn't that mad. She was cool with it. But, I mean, it was fucking mortifying. So I get there to this final point of land. And
so it's a little peninsula?
It's like a
the
little
Florida Keys? It's just not an island?
No, it's just where the road ends.
Oh.
Just from this point forward.
And you jump on the boat.
It's like a Shel Silverstein book.
Where the road ends. And I get there and it's just a bay of water taxis.
Oh, wow.
And now this
You're going to hop in the little boat with someone with an outboard motor taking you across the little river.
And this is just how some people get to work. This is their everyday. So now I'm in line with like, there are no tourists here. Mm-mm. This is I'm in, like, this is the people's Mexico, baby.
Hell yeah.
And so I now, and I have...
How's your Spanish?
Mediocre. But I can get, luckily I've been practicing, so I can get through. So I negotiate a price. Mm. I say, hey, I got to get to Las Coletas. They go, no, we're not allowed to go there. And I go, I got a ticket. And he looks at the ticket and he goes, all right, 100 pesos, which is like nothing. It was fucking, I gave him 200. It was great. Right. And so now I have this.
That's not very good negotiation. It's like, it's going to be this much. Like, I'll double it.
I was just so grateful. So now instead of being on this giant touristy tour boat where they like do like a fake Kiss concert, I'm on my own private motorboat ripping through the water.
It was private. This is chartered, not like
it was me and
you and a bunch of
me and
other
four
people.
Other dudes who then got dropped off at their jobs along the way.
Wow.
And then I just fucking vroom, vroom, and I'm like 10 minutes behind them. I text Maggie's phone and I like wave to them as I'm coming in like a fucking secret agent. And when I get to the island, not a single person checked my ticket. So not only did I make it, but I found my own secret way to this island.
Yeah.
And I got there, and the first thing I did was pour myself a Jamaica juice.
Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Mm.
And I had myself a day. So that is the tale.
Wow. That's thrilling. Awesome.
How I almost got arrested in Mexico, but instead had a private adventure.
Instead of arrested by the military police.
Yeah, my goodness. Just even better than shark shirt.
Let's not be crazy.
The ticket was like an entry to the island, not an entry to the boat.
So the boat brings you to like a dock, and that's how you. I keep calling it an island. It's not an island. It's just like a coastal place.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's why he was like, "I'm not allowed to go there."
It's privately owned
for the ferries.
Yep.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Wow. You're trying to get back?
No, I just got on the boat.
Oh, yeah, because there's no... I guess there's
no security on the way back.
You got there and you had a ticket. You must have taken the boat.
That's a good point. Wow.
It was sick.
That was really cool. That's an amazing story.
I started the day thinking that I was like literally going to get my ring returned to me, and instead was like, I'm a secret agent.
That's pretty thrilling. Right.
Describe the water taxi boat. Like, I'm imagining it's just like one guy smoking a cigarette, manning an outboard motor.
It's a speedboat.
It is exactly what Ned just said.
Really?
Wow. It is like a little canoe with a motor at the end with benches. And I have some video footage. I might make a TikTok of it.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had a misadventure quite so James Bond-esque.
I've never chartered a water taxi like that.
I don't think, I even just like not even on the water, like have I ever been trying to do something and couldn't do it and had to take like a more adventurous way? The only thing, like once we got to like a Hawaii tour late, so the bus drove us up, the guy just drove us up in his car.
But what?
Like, it was like a tour van you're supposed to get in and go to the top for like this thing, but we were late. And so the guy was like, I'll just take you. And we just hopped in his truck and he drove us up there.
Boca
that was
very
exciting.
I think the closest I have was one time I accidentally went to LaGuardia Airport when my flight was leaving from JFK.
Oh,
that's exciting.
That is tough.
Immediately hopped in a cab, just like feeding him 20s. And he was committed. He was like riding up and down the side streets, on the service road. Like, soon as we hit traffic and the pull about, I like hop out and start sprinting with my bags.
Wow.
There's a great takeaway there.
Yeah.
When given the option, give people secret missions along with you. Because you told that guy, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm in an emergency situation. Yep. I need all of your skills. Mm-hmm. Dig down deep. Here's some 20s.
And I'm willing
to
double pay.
Yep. And that's, you just unlocked purpose in that day.
Yeah. I think we both had a great time. I wish my only regret is I never got to tell him that I made the flight.
Oh, maybe he's listening now.
I hope he's listening now.
He is.
What would you like to say to him?
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thank
you. The closest thing I have is honestly leaving your wedding, and we were trying to like get an Uber XL, and because of, I don't know, we had one too many people. And the guy's like, I can't take that many people. I'm like, but what if you could? I never try to like put too many people in a car. I'm very against that. But I was like, it's like 2 something in the morning. Yeah. It's so hard to get Ubers right now, especially one big enough for like, and we were just trying to carpool the Kornfelds and Alexandria and myself because we all live within like a mile of each other. So like, we should just take one. And he's like, I can't do that. It's like, but what if you could? What if I just paid you more? And he's like, well, how much more? I was like, well, how much more? And eventually he's like, hey, down. I'm like, I'll Venmo you the an extra $30 to put one more person in your car and get us out now. I just want to leave. It's time to leave. We already waited half an hour for you. Until next year, the Venmo like charging thing doesn't come into place. So we can get away with Venmoing businesses.
Whoa, what's happening next year with Venmo?
What?
Oh, it's going to be like if you do things that are clear, like purchases or paying a vendor, they're going to, it's going to, the IRS is going to know.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's become too big a platform with too much money exchanging.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have to start reporting income over $600 like you would any other
Looks
thing.
Like now, I'm taking all my cash out of the bank.
Yep.
It's just Bitcoin.
Like, yeah, it's going to be a nuisance, but it does make sense. And it is how it probably should be. It's just going to mostly affect people who are just trying to pay each other back. And it's going to create.
If you cover a meal and I pay you for.
I think you'll be able to still list things that are more reimbursements as separate. But there are a lot of people who just be like, oh, like let's a graphic designer would be a great example of someone who's like, oh, you know, it's going to be way easier to pay you this $850 rate for your last work over Venmo for me.
Yeah.
And then that is good for both parties because it's not, it's hazy, right? What it's kind of like paying cash.
What about siblings who are on the family phone plan who reimburse each other? That
reimbursement should be fine. It's literally making a new tab that's like business payment.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's going to encourage you to be paying through that if you are a business payer.
I'm guessing it also like insures you somehow. Allow it. Like,
I think it's ultimately good. It just sucks because change
automatically
always sucks.
Ship you a 1099.
You scared me.
Well, it's like PayPal too. Like you get, I think it's insured. Like when you pay stuff, you can get it back if they're fucked up or something.
What's PayPal's game?
I don't know, man.
They own Venmo. Trying to get me a credit card. I'm like, uh-uh.
I think they own.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Like when I pay something through PayPal, did they just collect that like credit card fee?
Same as credit card.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're just trying to skim a little bit off the top.
A little tiny bit of money.
But with Venmo, they just do like the, if you do your balance and you want to do it, like I want that money in my account right the fuck now, they'll be like, well, we might charge you a little tiny bit. And it's like, I don't care.
No, I can wait.
Oh, you can wait?
Yeah. I try to keep money in the Venmo.
That is actually good because it's free money.
Well, it lives there and I can pay people out much easier.
I prefer my money to have no interest collected on it. You know, I don't want it to compound in any way.
Not a huge amount of money.
I don't keep
that much money. It's just more like if somebody pays me back for dinners, and I'll leave it in there so that it's so much easier for me to pay someone else back.
I'm the exact same way. All my paychecks go right to Venmo.
I have direct deposit on my Venmo. Out. It's not a bank.
No, I'm kidding. I'm the exact same. I try and I collect the fantasy football dudes for our league, and so like there's like one point where I have like $1,000 in Venmo and I'm like, let it ride, baby.
I've been that way
before. Fuck, we do. That's how me and my friends play poker. It's like everyone will Venmo the same person, then they'll pay everyone out at the earnings, but I imagine that that's not,
it'd get complicated.
Well, you have to make sure you don't write like gambling or poker. You have to write like,
oh yeah, you write groceries.
Yeah.
People, first of all, let me tell you what.
Only do private transactions. Don't make a news feed of you giving money to each other.
Yeah, why?
That's crazy.
What
to me.
It? It's Venmo being public.
No, it's bad.
All my stuff has been private for years.
Always.
It makes no
people
sense.
Are wilding on Venmo. World.
Yeah, it's fine.
The shamelessness which people promote the fact that how much they're paying to who they're paying.
It's not how
and
much.
What they're paying. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You can't see how much.
You used to be able to.
You used to be able to.
Not anymore. Not
okay, well, that changed.
That's good.
That's really good.
Back in the day, people would be like $40 for leaf emoji winky face. It's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
You think the IRS doesn't know what that means?
I don't care about the IRS.
Number one, private. Number two, you simply write the word reimbursement. That's all you need to write.
That's
all anyone needs to know. That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So don't write what it was for. Just write reimbursement, because reimbursements cannot be taxed because it is not money earned.
We've had some good Venmo chat on this show.
It's just smart to do.
So that,
no matter what its new tab or anything, like reimbursements aren't taxed.
So this bachelor party sounds so much fun. What, do you have any other fun plans?
Fuck yeah. Guess where we're going Friday.
Where?
WWE SmackDown.
No way.
Crypto.com arena.
Crypto.com.
It's not Staples Center anymore. We're going there. It's going to be so fun. I'm really excited. And the fun thing about it is because it's a live show,
it tapes for East Coast, so it's actually at 4:30.
Fun.
Which means what's great about it is it means we're done at like 7:30. We'll be back at the Airbnb by like 8 or 8:30. So we'll have a late dinner.
You guys aren't going to that party this Friday?
Yeah.
No, I can't. This has been on the books for months. Oh, no. I wanted two parties.
Three parties I can't go to.
Everybody put it on that Friday. And I'm like, come on.
I am bummed because there are a lot of parties I'm going to miss, but it's like bachelor party trumps everything.
Yeah. Well, Here's the cutest thing we're doing is tonight. The Bachelor and Mark and myself are all getting together to make signs. And I've come up with so many puns. B-Wo's entering the ring. and like the ultimate tag team for like forever. Like we're going to do all these
things.
Wait, we're
going to hold these at the show?
Yeah, fuck yeah, we are. I never hold a sign in anything. I've never been to a wrestling thing. We aren't even going to be on the side with the cameras aimed at us, but it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. We're going to fucking make
hold
signs.
Those signs.
We're going to block people's view. No, I just wanted to make them. I thought it'd be a fun little thing, and then we'll trash them halfway through.
Yeah.
Never been to a wrestling.
Me neither. Not that. I've been to indie wrestling.
Yeah.
Which is also, in fact, maybe a little more thrilling because they're amateurs. They might get hurt, so it's scary. But you can also be in the front row. It's thrilling.
Right.
And indie wrestling? Where is that going on?
Oh, Chicago and LA. We have a huge indie circuit.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a lot of luchadors. There's like a big luchador underground.
Fucking
awesome.
That's cool. Slap. Yeah. I got to go to luchador when I was in Mexico City, and there are, I don't know if it's every fight or like some, there's some sort of fight where if you lose, you get your head shaved as part of the shame. And like there's also the unmasking. If you unmask a luchador, that's like the greatest
can't do that
shame, that's and that person really... now their identity is ruined
also
forever.
Shameful to unmask somebody,
right? Really? But that was part so that's part of the wrestling. They like get the guy down and they're like, whoa, and everyone's screaming as like the mask is coming out, and then he knocks him off. And then,
it's cool.
But literally this match ended with just this dude sitting in the middle of the ring and like kind of sobbing. I think it was scripted, but like while they shaved his long, luscious locks, and then people started like filing out as this guy just like pathetically got his head shaved.
Amazing.
It was so sad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I felt so bad.
Yeah. So we're doing that, and then that's really the main event, so to speak. and then we're just gonna hang out, and like there's a pool at this Airbnb, so we're just gonna bro out and have a good time and grill, and we're going grocery shopping tonight to get everything for it. It's gonna be a very fun little weekend, but I am most amped for WWE SmackDown.
Yeah.
Really, we got good seats. We have a big group. There's like 20 of us going and getting seats in this section. That's like it's like the first.
You're going to wear matching t-shirts?
I don't think we're doing the t-shirt thing. That's where the signs come in.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't do that because it's cute to have it, but then you have a t-shirt you'll never wear again.
I don't know. I wear my bachelor party tanks quite a lot.
Oh, yeah. Maybe if it's tanks.
It's a tank. So
yeah, that makes it better. Yeah.
T-shirt probably.
Less. Yeah. It's going to be super fun, and I'm very amped for it. Haven't done a bachelor party in a few years.
No one has.
Right? But I actually have to run.
Keith, take off.
Well, guys, I'm so sorry to leave you so early, but I hope you had a good time on the tripod. I'm leaving you in good hands. Maybe Rainy will hop in.
Maybe Rainy will hop in the seat.
We love a good rainy moment, a little rainy day.
Rainy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Rainy, as you get situated, what's on your mind?
Boots on the ground. What's going on
with
pop culture?
Boots on the ground. Ooh, that's a great question.
Keith, you have to leave.
You want to hear Rainy's scoop?
Pop culture moment, I think, is I'm still caught up on the John Mulaney, Olivia Munn scandal.
You sent me a bunch of headlines.
I sent you a lot of information.
So what's the new news?
For
about
someone that doesn't know, just like give me the 30-second version.
Okay, so John Mulaney,
I think I know, but you know.
Just was married to this really cool woman, Anna Marie Tendler. And she's like this artist, really cool photographer.
Yeah.
And then
it's so funny, by the way, that I'm like, I've met Olivia Munn once, so I feel like as a friend I need to take myself out of it. Yeah.
Was she cool?
She was very cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really fit with my story.
She seems like stupid.
She was genuinely
I wasn't detecting any bias in your description of
his ex-wife. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so okay, so then he talks about her all the time in his stand-up. He like super loves her. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to rehab after 15 years sober. He comes out of rehab in February, divorces her. And she's like really upset. She's like, I'm so sad that John has decided to end the marriage. And then
he also had famously said that they never wanted to have kids.
Yeah. Because I think that she never wanted to have kids.
Oh.
Or, yeah. I think that's a little more key. Oh, he did?
Look, I, you know what? This is Rainey's telling.
Oh, sorry, Rainey. I'll let this you say it. This is telling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm interested in that, though, because I... Yeah, okay, so then he... This is where the timeline gets a little spooky, is he...
spooky timeline.
So all of a sudden, they divorce immediately. He's on a date with Olivia Munn. And then...
How soon after?
Like, days. Like, it was really fast. Like, really... It was, like, heartbreaking because he got divorced. And then, like, immediately. Like, really, really quick. Mm. And then he went on Seth Meyers. They have a really adorable friendship, so that was a great PR move. And he was like, and we are pregnant. And then it was... I know.
How
I know.
Soon after the
Olivia Munn is
well,
pregnant.
That's the thing, is, like... I think it was before. I think, you know.
I think there's some overlap.
We're going to see when the baby is born, but.
But then also now, aren't they?
Now they're divorced.
What?
No,
not
divorced. Yeah. Now they're
broken
up. They're
not together anymore.
Now they're not together.
That's tough.
Right after.
What?
Yeah.
It's a lot,
I know.
A lot happened.
So it's a roller coaster.
He sort of after rehab or in rehab, he grows close to Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
She gets pregnant with his baby. He divorces his wife.
Well, no, divorces his wife, then gets with Olivia Munn, then they get
pregnant. But that's the thing. That's the question.
Okay, well, yeah. So either the way I'm telling it or the way...
Either one. Yeah, we don't know
publicly
yet.
It got revealed. And then still, and now him and Olivia Munn are broken up.
Yeah.
And
so,
she's
yeah.
still pregnant and having his baby.
Yeah. Right after Seth Meyers, there's like this person who's like, actually, they're not really that good together and Olivia Munn is an independent woman. It was just like, whoa.
Whoa.
Who said that?
Her friend.
Oh.
To people or something like that.
Wow. Do we think that it's that this level of parasocial relationship is good for us?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, absolutely. This is a great story. It's storytelling.
It's like
age.
It's juicy gossip, right? It's good. But when we do this, we have to acknowledge that we are...
Have no idea.
Making wild assumptions and reducing real people's lives to our gossip fodder.
You know,
you're not buying it, Miles. Tell me.
I think that Olivia Munn's... I don't think John Mulaney wants this, but I think Olivia Munn wants this attention.
You think?
Yeah. Yes. I think that Olivia Munn is like that type of celebrity that is interested in getting big, big attention in this specific way.
There's a really funny TikTok storyteller that is mapping this story out in relation to the Green Bay Packers wins and losses.
Oh, yeah, I guess, I don't know. He did go to rehab in and out for a while, so maybe he's just kind of going through a tough time.
He's going through a tough time. Here, like, look, I'm not going to say that I'm better than this because I also followed the story and I'm like, oh, this is juicy.
Yeah,
I
off the podcast, you love this
it's
stuff.
It's But then there's another part of my mind where I'm like, this is, no matter who they are as celebrities, like, this is just... invasive on a level and we're all making wild assumptions about these people and like even you saying that Olivia Munn is the kind of person that once is like we don't know that's based on the portrayal that you've gotten through the media that is totally who knows
yes but it is a fact that PR agencies leak stories to the media to gain all the Brangelina shit not but like that is half on part of like PR agencies being like oh here's a little taste because there's a movie coming out
a little crumb.
Yeah like I mean like that's
maybe
it's, if they're like profiting off of it I feel like it makes me feel better it makes me feel less bad about talking about it
one thing that I found very interesting with the whole story is how much people were quick to make Olivia the monster of this story as opposed to John Mulaney.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying either of them are monsters. And I love John Mulaney's stand up very much. And I would rather kind of just enjoy the comedy and not pay attention to this whole sort of affair. Yeah. But like people were like, she broke them up. As opposed to like, this is a guy who's clearly going through a very difficult time in his life and is probably a very complex figure that is not exactly what he is portraying in his.
That's
stage
fair.
Comedy.
That's true.
Yeah. So just a little dose of classic misogyny for
no,
us.
No, for sure. I don't think she necessarily... I mean, she's also like... She's like pregnant like with his kid. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that she would have been like, I know I'm pregnant with your child, which is a very vulnerable thing. A lot big change in my life, but we're actually done. Like, I feel like he probably was the one who broke it off. I don't know.
By the way, I just want to... As a friend, I need to take myself out of this conversation.
Yeah, I can understand.
As a dear friend.
We're very close with Olivia.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm not gonna lie. When we met her, because she was so cool, and like we vibed, and it was like
we talked like 10 minutes.
We talked for a while, and like I wish Keith were here because he would be like, Zach, I feel like you two like really vibed, and I'm like, I kind of thought that was in my head, but like I feel like we fucking vibed. And then right after that, it was announced that she was with John Mulaney. I'm like, she has a type.
dorky.
Dorky.
I was close.
Do you think that? Who do you think has met you and said that?
That you don't remember?
You vibe with them?
I feel like I really vibe with Zach. Some like middling content creator.
But I think they said it in a different way. It's like, I think Zach was really trying to vibe with me. I did not care for it.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Gosh, what if the pregnancy was what divorced them? You know?
I end the podcast there.
I'm not going to say who, because I'm thinking about like your vibe question.
Yeah.
They're... are a handful of our fans who I know from like the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna count them on one hand.
Whoa.
Who, if they were in LA and they were like, hey, Zach, can we go get a drink? I'd be like, you know what? Yeah.
Whoa. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There's like one or two who I'm like, yeah.
And how do you know?
We're connected.
If you think it's you, it's not you.
If you're listening to this and being like, it's me,
no.
It's
not you. Could be.
I don't go to bars, so that's why I'm not going for the rest of you. But there's one or two I'm like, you know what? Let's fucking do this.
That you met?
No. Maybe.
Oh, just from their Instagram presence? You're like...
Just nice. From their social... I don't want to give away too many details.
Yeah. I think I know a couple of people who it's not. But yeah. Anyway, Rainey, that's really good. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
That's really, really nice.
Yeah.
And so what's the latest development?
Like
when did the last twist or turn happen?
About three months ago.
It was a while ago.
Three months ago, they broke up. Is this basically the last twist?
Well, I follow Anna Marie Tendler on Instagram, so it's always a reminder. I'm always just thinking about it. I'm like how she's so cool. But you know,
what's she up to?
Who knows? She's selling her art. That's her. Yeah.
What is her art?
It's like photographs of her.
NFTs.
She's selling
the
NFTs.
She got really into Bored Apes.
Now, do you own a Bored Ape?
What?
Do you have a Bored Ape?
I wish. I'm not okay. Right.
What's a Bored Ape?
It's an NFT. It's not even worth talking about. but that's good. Anyway, yeah. So, Rainey, you're on Bing Bong TikTok.
Bing Bong. Yeah.
Check out the tattoo right here, brother.
Yo, I would love a Bing Bong TikTok tattoo.
Was it just
says, it just says Bing Bong?
Yeah.
Put it as Miles. Your email sign off. Bing Bong, Miles Bonson.
Not bad.
We can make that happen. We will pay for it right now. If you want it, I'm not pressuring you. But if you do want it, we'll pay for it.
Did you guys finish that tattoo video? What was the conclusion? You liked them?
Yeah, we did. Is that out yet? Maybe.
No, not out yet. Well, maybe.
By the this time?
In December?
I kind of still have, they're fading on me because I reapplied mine with, they gave us this tattoo marker. Did we talk about this on the podcast? People know the context?
I don't know.
We got fake tattoos, but they were semi-permanent. So they lasted for like 2 weeks and they looked pretty real. And it was interesting. I mean, I wasn't really interested in getting tattoos. Mm-hmm. And then I got the tattoos and I was like, oh, well, I can pull this off. You know, I don't think
he looks good.
Thanks. Yeah.
There's footage of Ned working out with his tattoos. Yeah. I'm like, oh, daddy.
Oh, that's really nice.
Made me feel like ripped.
Did Wes be like, daddy, what are these? To your tattoos?
I think so. Yeah.
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 And did Ariel and Maggie like them?
So did Ariel?
No. not really. No. Maybe one or two. But yeah. In general, I don't think she liked them.
Yours were also, you just had like three giant hearts with names on them. It was very funny. I loved them. Obviously, the designs were not the exact designs that I would have gotten. Mm-hmm. And I gave myself way too many. I did this over Thanksgiving. So I was with my family, Maggie's family. Maggie and I love them. She kind of wants one now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I totally want one. Our families are like, for the love of God, please fucking don't. Mm-hmm. And it's, I want them.
Which one would you get?
I have a couple I want.
Tattoos.
Wow. Yeah. But it's also, I still am like, it didn't fully answer the question to me of where on my body I want them. I do know, like, there were some parts of my arm where I'm like, okay, this was a waste. And like, okay, right here, right above your elbow is a good looking spot, but I can't see it. And so I had this one tattoo that I loved, but I just forgot that it was there. Whereas some on parts of my forearm, they made me happy all day. I had this one right here. What would you call this? Is this your bicep?
That's your bicep.
I had one on my bicep. I never know muscle names. And it shows. It was a little like internet cat in an inner tube. And I forget. You would recognize him. I don't know the name, but it's like a meme cat. The one you make out of like text. Anyway, and that was so cute. And you just peek in and I'm like, yeah, I would totally have that permanently.
Yeah.
But I just keep trying to look at photos of like 80-year-olds with tattoos and just trying to project and be like, do I want that? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to have.
I'd say a knife on my inner forearm was not a great choice.
A knife? Yeah. Doesn't fit the vibe.
When the video comes out, I'm going to read the comments like crazy.
Yeah.
If I get positive feedback, game over.
Public opinion, public opinion influence.
YouTube comments.
Like I am known now as a glasses wearing man. All through college, all through high school, I wore contacts. Mm. When I got out of college, I spent 2 weeks in Brooklyn before moving to LA. My allergies were crazy. I wore glasses.
Mm.
Two girls said, those are cute glasses. I wore glasses for the next decade. I am at any given point one or two compliments away from making a drastic change to my life.
Wow.
I do it purely for for the approval of others.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd look good with the shaved head.
Ned.
Whoa.
Keep it coming, buddy.
I've seen it. You had a shaved head for the hair video, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You look at me like I just insulted.
No, I'm. If this is genuine praise, I will do it.
Yeah.
There's no part of me that is not up for sale.
Miles, how's your glasses? Do you get compliments on them every day?
So I do get compliments on my glasses.
Okay.
And I do feel like I think that I've glowed up with the glasses.
So minimalist.
Glow up.
I feel like I look at myself without the glasses and without the beard.
You look mature.
I don't even recognize myself.
Yeah.
But now with the glasses and the beard, I'm thinking this is good.
Yeah. You're
a telling professor. Me a guy without glasses was trying to give me advice?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. And people also, it's like people, when I say that I just got them, like, I don't know what, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, people are like, I thought you've always had glasses.
Yep.
Because they fit my face so well.
You've become the man we all wished you were.
Exactly. Wow. I always gave off the impression that I wore glasses.
Right.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
You should just keep saying I just got them for like years.
I just got these. Yeah.
Rainey, what drastic change are you looking forward to?
Yeah.
That is a great question. Oh, a dog. I want a dog.
That's a big life change.
That is a big change.
Yeah, but I cannot. My apartment is not allowed.
Yeah. Can I offer you some advice about your dog?
Yes, please.
Don't let me near him.
Don't let me near him. No. Here's my. Actually, this is not the advice I'll go for Miles.
Yeah.
Don't get a puppy.
Okay, I'm sold.
Why not?
Because puppies are fucking insane amounts of work. And if you get a dog that's like 6 months old, and then you don't have to deal with, like, the dog's already done it.
You don't think that maybe some people might find satisfaction out of that level of
some
care?
People, yeah, of course. Some people. This is not advice to all people in the world. He said, don't get a puppy.
Your advice should have been, if you choose to get a puppy, you should know that it's a lot of work for 2 months.
He kind of skipped a couple steps there and said, Rainey, I know you. Don't get a puppy.
Well, I think it's just like, it's
where you're at in your life.
You were in a relationship when you got a puppy. And
that's
so
true.
Was I.
That's true.
And way fucking easier. And we had a roommate, Kendall. So I'm saying, like, if you're somebody who lives alone, it still wasn't easy. You know, fucking absolutely. And so if you're somebody who lives alone, tough. Because puppies are like babies for the first little bit.
When you said 6 months, there are 6-year-old dogs that need homes. There are elderly dogs.
You get a fucking brink of death dog.
Yeah. ride to the sunset with them, you know? Get the one that's barely hanging on.
It's horrible.
And pamper it.
Yeah.
Pamper it to death.
I mean, you do want it to imprint on you.
Yeah. Like a wolf.
Did you get Bowie as a puppy?
Yeah, it was, yep.
Was he the cutest puppy?
He was like a little fucking fluffy chicken nugget.
He was cute.
You know, the person in The Good Place?
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell takes old senile dogs.
By the way. Yeah.
Art.
I agree. I agree.
Taking a senile dog?
No, The Good Place.
Kristen Bell and I shared a dog trainer. Have you ever met?
Wow.
No.
I think that me and Kristen Bell would be friends.
I think everyone thinks so.
Yeah. I think that's easy.
Similar vibe.
I'm happy for her.
Kristen?
Yeah, of course.
I watched Veronica Mars.
That's what I'm saying. OG Veronica Mars fan over here. Really, so, you know, like, way to go, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool.
You did it. You won the test of time. You're in Frozen. You got that Disney money.
And Dax Shepard? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Hottest couple.
Very hot couple, I think.
We got paid to promote his podcast, and his podcast is bigger than ours. Love
Way
that.
Bigger.
Love that.
And I, like I've said this before, but I'm the poor man's Monica Padman.
Mm-hmm. What does that signal mean, Miles? Why are you making a little tornado?
Throw it to the advice.
Why? Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah, but
well, Miles is telling us to wrap up. We're going to keep talking on the afterpod at patreon.com/tryguys. We're going to hear about some of Rainey's favorite podcasts and what her recommendations
great,
are for
great
you.
Great topic. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great to listen to other podcasts, but keep listening to ours. Patreon.com/tryguys. And now.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation. Go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
No, I also added in
post. Okay, good.
No, I like to get the timing.
I can hear it. Yeah, the timing.
Just get the timing right. Anyway, what's up? Have you guys ever wanted to breathe super fucking deep?
Yes. All every day.
I hear that.
Have you ever wanted to snort down a cool little pile of Colombian cocaine?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Without the high. Okay.
You just want the burn.
You just want the burn, and you want the, for lack of a better term, high.
Are you going to talk about nasal spray?
I obviously have a big schnoz.
Get some Flonase. Is that going to be what it is?
That is what it is. Ah! I've obviously got a big schnoz, and
I've never noticed.
That's enough. And I. And if you look at YouTube comments, it's clear. Meanest one was, I thought Miles was wearing a fake nose in this. Anyway, oh, I have a big schnoz, and I.
Next season of Canada competition, please, I'm making you wear a fake giant.
Nobody comment on it. Don't put it in the comments. It makes me upset.
Oh, should do so, get a mustache. Add the glasses.
It distracts from the nose. That's why. But I think the glasses, maybe people think it's one of the glasses and the fake nose. But okay, so enough about this.
Miles' nose is so big.
Don't comment about
how
it.
How big is
how
it?
How big is it?
It's big enough to snort down a cool pile of cocaine. But can't snort stuff, have a heart problem. So no cocaine for me. Ned? Anyway, but okay, so when I moved to LA, I started having sinus problems.
Sinus.
Was it the pollen?
Yeah, yucky,
was it
just
the
like pollen? Velcro. And I couldn't.
Was it the smog?
I don't know.
Altitude
I really couldn't tell.
Or lack thereof.
And air quality's been bad.
Air quality's bad. LA is a shithole.
I've been saying for the last 30 years.
Was using Afrin every once in a while, but that's like a fucking new.
Afrin.
That's the Gilbert Gottfried one.
Afrin. Afrin.
What's Afrin? It's a pill.
Afrin.
It's an antihistamine.
So it is stronger than antihistamine. It is like a fucking nuclear bomb for your sinuses. If you want to breathe, if there's an emergency, gulp. Like if you have a live show and you're really, really congested.
It's Afrin.
Fucking Afrin. Afrin. You just snort Afrin and you're going to be able to breathe in 5 minutes.
Zach Afrin.
It is Zach Afrin. It is. Good branded campaign. But it's going to make you be able to breathe in 5 minutes. The problem is you can't use Afrin for more than 3 days in a row because it's really physically addictive and it'll fuck up your sinuses.
Is it like,
you buy it on the fucking shelf. It's not like you don't have to go to the pharmacy again.
Buy it on the shelf?
Yes, shelf.
And you can't use it for more than 3 days?
Yes, because it fucks it.
That
not
makes
only
no sense.
Will your sinuses, after you use it, your sinuses will get swollen. It'll make it harder to breathe after you've used it because it's like... And it gets kind of crunches up.
I was under the impression that all of these were wildly addictive.
Yes, but here's the thing. So I have been having these sinus problems, and I've been using Afrin, which is fucking, God, it feels so good to Afrin, to be able to breathe deep. If you're thinking about getting stoned, just get us some Afrin and then get stoned. So for long-term function and use, this sounds like a pharmaceutical ad.
Not a sponsor.
Neflonase is
We've
not
We've never had to have a disclosure, a legal disclosure for our advice that'll go for miles.
Wow.
Afrin has many side effects. Please do not use it without doctor consultation. Yeah, look it up because it's crazy. But I've been using Flonase recently and I knew that I needed to do something and fucking Flonase is taking the edge off in a big way.
The edge off?
And you can do it every day.
Miles,
Not to get stoned, but to be able to breathe.
I think
so. It's actually Flonase, not Afrin, that you're
Now
looking?
I'm sniffing on Flonase.
How often are you Flonase?
Every day.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh my
Flonase,
god.
Flonase, you can use every day.
For life.
Can I use Flonase every day? Let's look it up.
I thought you could.
Can I use Flonase? Because Flonase is not... Can I use Flonase twice?
Listeners, please...
Adult, the recommended starting...
This is not no longer an advice column. This is a personal opinion column. That the views do not reflect Second Try. Nor do they even reflect Miles. He's just saying words.
Here we go. An overdose... Okay, an overdose of fluticasone nasal is not expected to produce life-threatening symptoms.
Okay, that's not the only thing I'm worried about.
Can I use Flonase every day? Let's look it up. Oh, here we go. I almost thought I was going to read the wrong thing and be like, I need to go to the hospital. So it says, unlike some decongestant nasal spray. Well, this is from Flonase.com. So I don't know if you can really trust this. Unlike some decongestant nasal sprays, which cannot be used. This feels like an ad in every way. most decongestants you can't use for more than 3 days. Flonase allergy relief can be used every day and provides a sustained 24-hour symptom relief.
What is it?
I don't know.
How long has this been going?
Is it a pill?
No, it's also a snorter.
You squirt it into your nose.
You squirt into your nose and you snort it up.
So I used it as a kid.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. How long has this been going, Miles?
I've been doing Flonase every day now for like a week. Oh. And it is giving me almost the high I get from Afrin.
This is from drugs.com.
Oh, fuck.
Use two sprays once per day for the first week. After the first week, you may adjust your dose to 1-2 sprays as needed. After 6 months of daily use, you best check with your doctor, bro.
Yeah. And by the way, my allergies are like seasonal. Like sometimes they're bad. Sometimes I think it's like when the weather changes and stuff like that.
Do you have any on you?
I didn't bring it to work. Okay. I don't want to mix business with pleasure. All right. But my recommended thing is if you have allergy shit and it's hard to breathe, seems like a good thing to have and to do.
It really felt like an advertisement.
I know, it really did. I don't mean it to. Pharmaceutical companies are evil.
Could you get sponsored for advice that goes for Miles? Because I feel like you're a trusted source at this point.
I shouldn't be. I certainly shouldn't be. Tell people
but I'm just thinking like Skittles. Skittles, you should
if
sponsor
I said people
you.
That eat Skittles?
Yeah.
Well, don't just drop a brand.
And then you know
that.
What?
They're going to get free press. Yeah. Free promo.
He'd lose his editorial independence.
That's a good point. I've always been honest. Tough but fair. Tough but fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, use Flonase and don't comment anything mean about my nose.
I couldn't think of anything. What would you qualify as mean? Just so we know not
anything.
Just so I know not to comment it.
And it's a
you can comment it.
It's an antihistamine. Yeah, right? Is that the same as like Claritin?
I think so. But one is
but you're not
going to
feel the
you don't feel that you don't get the that sort of and I do say that I scream it.
All right.
Did you take some this morning? Do you take some before work?
I forgot to do it today.
Oh shit.
I can hear it in your voice.
But yeah, this is my breath. Look, you know what? Maybe I'll add in
Let's
a sound effect
a
of me after I've
yeah. That's your sniffle.
So here's my breath without I didn't take it this morning.
That's pretty loud, I will say.
But you can hear the restriction.
Yeah.
Let me breathe now.
Oh shit, dude. You need some Flonase.
Oh, I think I
need
some hear mine.
Oh my god. Whoa.
I didn't hear anything.
I know.
Wait, what about you, Zach?
Wow.
Yeah, Rainey's got the best nose breather.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That should be my Instagram.
To be young again. My sinus is open. It's like, open
got
as
all
a clam.
These nose hairs, booger blockages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried about, can you do some like natural like yoga for it or something? Look, I feel like
somebody clip that. Can I do yoga for my sinuses, Rainey?
Yeah. I think there's probably... So
maybe
hot
yoga, kind of just loosen it all up.
Well, I was going to the sauna like 5 times a
was
week.
It working?
In your jeans?
In my jeans. Well, I did go in my jeans. Ew. Well, no. I would go and I would take my
when
underwear.
In your jeans?
You've heard the story because he was before your time. But I would...
before you were born.
I would go to the gym near our old office and I would not have any gym clothes, but I'd be like, I know I need a sauna today because I feel like a little icky. Like, I just feel like I have a headache.
Yeah. So I'd go full naked.
I would not go full naked. I would go in my underwear. Then I'd put my jeans on right afterward when I'm all sweaty and then I drive home. Oh.
There are several yoga to cure sinus, 651K views on YouTube.
Right,
yoga with Adrian has yoga for when you are sick. It exists.
Yoga for sinus?
That's not the same.
You just want to pop a pill and magically cure it. You know what? You got a mind body connection, bro.
But I'll say Afrin though, if you're looking for like a quick
The ability to breathe deeply, I find, is lost on the youth.
Right insurance for this.
Oh my gosh, no! I think Gen Z correspondent, we are obsessed with breathing.
Wait, what? You're obsessed with breathing?
Breathing deep. Oh my gosh, I talked to all my friends about it.
We'll talk more about this on the after part.
Yeah.
All right.
What a tease, because I'm dying.
Wow. I know. I'm excited.
I feel teased. Yeah. I got to get over to Patreon and Cops Less Dry Guys, because I want to know what's going on. That's guys. Right. Another perfect episode. Get the merch. Holiday is coming around. Go over to Patreon. You're going to hear more. But till next time, baby, raise 5 stars. Don't forget to subscribe. Rainy, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Oh my gosh.
I already get so nervous.
Every time Keith does it, I am awestruck. I'm like,
just start speaking rhythmically.
Speaking rhythmically.
Woo! John Mulaney and Olivia are not together after being together.
Nailed it.
Until next time, stay beautiful.